Don't despair. God is in love with His people. 1 week before Christmas in 1993, I had an extraordinary meeting with my Lord in the city of the Great King. That morning I was reading the 91st Psalm in my daily Bible study, and read that the angels will carry you upon their hands, and that no evil will befall you. This scripture came to life for me in the afternoon. Around 2:30, as I was going on my daily walk, my heart started to give me problems, and I became short of breath. Much of this is due to a heart problem that I encountered when I was 9 years old and was interned by the Japanese on the island of Sumatra in the years 1942 to 1945. I had survived black water fever, but barely, and I am one of the few survivors of that camp in Bangkanang, Indonesia. I was immediately taken to the hospital by ambulance, and was given a blood thinner called streptokinase, even after I had warned the doctors of my severe allergic reactions to a lot of medications and food additives. I asked them to consult with my allergist who was treating me at that time. They convinced my wife and I that there was no danger in taking this medication. They administered it, and left the room. Within minutes, I had an anaphylactic shock, which closed my throat so that I could no longer breathe. I flatlined, indicating that my heart stopped beating. They called out a code blue, and immediately started to work feverishly on me to try to bring me back to life. In the meantime, I remember taking my last breath, and asked the Lord to take my spirit into His care, and immediately all anxiety and pain left me, and felt myself leaving the bed in perfect health. I saw one of the nurses who was in charge of me crying, sitting in a corner of the room. Everyone already assumed that I had passed on. I jumped in front of her and tried to touch her and show her that there was nothing wrong with me, and that I was quite all right, and very much alive. The next thing I noticed that I found myself in the presence of three heavenly beings, in long flowing white robes, who were carrying me carefully upon their hands. I could, however, not make out their faces, as they gently carried me away. Then I realized that I must have died, so I asked them where they were taking me. Now the language was an unspoken one, language preceded by thought. They informed me that they were instructed to take me to the city of the Great King. They treated me with great respect as if I was the son of the king, or a prince of Israel. I did not go through any tunnel, nor saw any family members, but was instantly transported to a city of light, and was brought before the Great King, whom, I might add, treated me like a son coming home from battle. He showed intense emotions, and let me know that he was in love with me and all those who profess his name. It was his desire to keep me there, but the decision to go back was mine, and I realized that I had much work to do for his name's sake. I did go back with a heavy heart after he showed me off, and honored me, which I did not understand at the time, for I figured that I should be honoring him. When I finally came back to my body after 20 minutes, I saw a woman heart specialist who I had seen earlier, coming to my room, and I explained to her that had seen her in the extensive care room, as she was working on me, trying to revive me. She thought it was unusual since I was supposed to be gone, and showed no signs of life. I had some brain damage, due to the lack of oxygen to my brain, and could not taste or smell for almost 3 years later. All this occurred around Christmas time, and I was released to go home, but where was home? I had no memory of the places where I had lived, and could not recognize one of my children. The Christmas lights were still on New Year's Eve 1993, and when we finally arrived home, my wife explained that this is where I lived, and that I also own another home, and two cars. I started to cry because of God's grace towards me. My wife was informed by the doctor that if I were to survive, I would most likely be in a wheelchair and a vegetable. But due to a word of knowledge by one of the pastors in my church, I was told that I would smell and taste again, and have my brain function back. Since that time I have witnessed to many people about God's great city awaiting all those who place their faith in Jesus, and the great place that He has been building for them. He is soon to come back for His own, at a time that we could not possibly realistically anticipate from a human standpoint. He is so eager to show all He has waiting for them and to show you off to His Heavenly Father. Many things I could not relate due to the fact that the reality of life up there is far grander than human words can express. To anyone who will find comfort in this message, I say God is in love with His people, and we are considered courageous by angels, who are all around us at the command of the King. So don't despair, and lift up your head, for your deliverance is nearer than you think. Gerard Sibbers.